The next thing for us to talk about here is the primary versus supporting method for looking at our instruments. Now, in all reality, once you are an instrument rated pilot, you'll never think about this again, because you're just going to look at the instruments and you're going to look at the ones you need to look at in that given situation. Your brain's going to automatically do it. It's as if I was sitting next to you in the right seat and you're sitting in the left seat. I told you, go ahead and bank left. You're not going to think, okay, left on the yoke, left rudder, okay, and think about all this. You're just going to push on the left rudder and a little bit of movement with your left hand on that yoke, and we're going to turn to the left all of a sudden, and it's going to be fine. So at this point in your flying career, a lot of flying is relatively automatic, but the instrument scan is still a very new concept and something that you need to practice, and something you'll need to practice and revisit throughout your instrument flying career. So primary versus supporting method. Let's talk about what instruments are primary for what we're trying to do and when. You're going to hear a lot of this throughout training. Don't dwell on it too much. If you struggle with the general concept, it's okay. What I want you to know, mostly for the written exam, is what instruments are going to be primary for what, and what's going, and basically everything else is supporting, right? So what's primary for what, and then if it's not primary, there's a good chance it could be supporting for that maneuver. And that's an important thing for the written exam, not so important for the check ride, but important for you to start building out that scan in an appropriate way. So we're going to divvy up the instruments into three groups. We're going to have pitch instruments, bank instruments, and power instruments. Let's talk about what instruments we have for power. Power instruments are going to be airspeed, manifold pressure, if that's installed on the airplane, and tachometer. Let's assume we don't have a constant speed prop. We just have a regular Cessna 172, a regular Piper Cherokee. Well, then our power instruments are going to be airspeed and tachometer. So how do we know how much power we're putting out? Well, what's our speed and what's our RPM? That should tell us how much power we have. Pitch. What is primary for pitch? All right, what are our pitch instruments? Well, that's going to be airspeed, our attitude indicator, our altimeter, and our VSI. Those four instruments can all tell us something about our pitch attitude. We see a climb on the VSI. We see the altimeter winding up to the right. We see the attitude indicator showing that the nose is high, and we see airspeed decreasing. We can assume we're in a climb, right? So that is a pitch group of instruments. Those four instruments directly tell us things about pitch. Now, what instruments are going to tell us things about bank? So what are our bank information instruments? That's going to be the attitude indicator. Can give you a clue about bank, right? So attitude indicator, the turn coordinator, and the DG, the directional gyro. So bank information instruments, the attitude indicator, turn coordinator, and directional gyro. Now, how do we actually use these? Well, let's talk about kind of an example here for a straight, constant airspeed climb. So you're going straight, and you're climbing at a steady speed. Well, that would be, the attitude indicator is going to be used primary for pitch, and the directional gyro will be primary for bank at that point. And you're thinking, oh man, this makes no sense. Like, why can't I just use the attitude indicator for everything that works so well? Well, here's why. If the attitude indicator was showing like a 2-degree bank, it's hard to tell. But give it time, right? As you're banking 2 degrees, your heading's going to change. And what's most important here? We're trying to fly a heading, right? We just want to stay on the same heading. So that is why the DG is primary for bank. Because if we're off our heading, according to the DG, we have to bank the aircraft. So the attitude indicator is primary for pitch, and the DG is primary for bank. So that's what we're going to use to get established. All right, so that's just starting the climb. Because we know if we want to fly at a constant speed in the climb, we're going to need to pitch, say we want to fly at 90 knots, we need to pitch 3 degrees up or 5 degrees up. So we use the attitude indicator to initially set the attitude of the aircraft, initially set that pitch, and then we just watch the DG for bank. Next, you're going to establish that pitch with the attitude indicator, keeping the wings level with the DG primarily, and use that attitude indicator supporting for bank. So it's a supporting instrument for bank at this point. It tells you bank information, but primary is DG. Next up, once we're established at that steady 5 degrees nose up, say, for a 90-knot climb, then airspeed becomes primary for pitch, because the whole idea here is a straight, constant airspeed climb. How do we go straight? The DG. How do we maintain a steady airspeed? The airspeed indicator. What happens if the speed's low? Pitch down. So the airspeed indicator just became a pitch instrument, because if it's low, we need to pitch down. If it's high, we need to pitch up. So airspeed primary for pitch, DG primary for bank, once you're established. And so at this point, the supporting instruments are going to become the attitude indicator and the VSI for pitch, and the attitude indicator and turn coordinator for bank. Those are the supporting ones. Primary is the DG and the airspeed indicator. When you want to level off, use known values, all right? Set the nose to level with the horizon using the attitude indicator. Set the power to cruise RPM and manifold pressure, if applicable, you can set that to the appropriate cruise power setting. And then use the DG as primary for bank still, because this whole time is a straight constant airspeed climb. So the DG becomes a great bank instrument because we just want to hold a steady heading. Once you're flying level and the airspeed stabilizes, go ahead and trim to relieve your control pressure. Don't trim ever to make pitch changes. Just trim to relieve control pressure. Set the pitch with the yoke or the stick and hold it there, and then trim to relieve the control pressures that you're applying. And then basically what goes back to being our primary for holding altitude at that point after this maneuver is completed, well, your primary pitch instrument for holding altitude is going to be the altimeter. So now the altimeter is your primary pitch instrument. Airspeed doesn't matter so much. Whatever speed you go, you go. And the attitude indicator is not primary for pitch, because what are we trying to do once we level off is stay level. So the altimeter is going to help us stay level, and we're just going to make tiny little adjustments to pitch to stay level according to the attitude indicator. So the attitude indicator is supporting at this point for a level flight, straight and level flight. And of course, straight means the primary bank instrument is your DG still. So that is very straight constant airspeed climb, starting from straight and level flight, climbing, and then leveling off again. Just think about what instrument, here's how this works, right? How do I know what's primary and what's supporting? This is such a pain in the butt. It was a pain in the butt for me when I got my instrument rating a while back. So how do you know? Think about what's going to give you the most precise information to that axis, right? So what's the most precise information for the nose going left or right? Is it, you know, what's the most precise information for bank? Is it the attitude indicator? Is it the turn coordinator? Or is it your DG? Well, if you're 1 degree off your heading, I'd say that's a really precise indication of your bank. And obviously you need to fix that with bank, so that's primary. If you're just a half a degree nose high, how would you know? You'd never even notice on the attitude indicator. Your airspeed might not change much, but your altitude will start to change, right? And you're not going to notice it much on the VSI either. But over time, your altitude changes, so the altimeter becomes the most sensitive thing to pitch changes in the aircraft, thus flying straight and level. The level part of that, primary for pitch, is altimeter. Let's switch gears now to rolling in or out of a level turn, holding your altitude steady, rolling in or out of a level turn. Primary for bank and pitch is the attitude indicator. So when you're initially beginning the maneuver, your primary instrument for bank and pitch is the attitude indicator, because you're going to set up known values and known pitch, maybe 1 degree nose up or 2 degrees nose up, to hold you level in a 20 degree bank turn or a 30 degree bank turn. So that's primary to get set up. Once you're established, primary for bank is actually going to be the turn coordinator, because we're trying to hold a standard rate turn. So that becomes our primary bank instrument, because everything we do in instrument flying is supposed to be standard rate, and that's indicated on the turn coordinator. And then primary for pitch is the altimeter. So at that point, once you set your known value rolling into the turn, knowing that you have to have your nose up 1 or 2 degrees, your pitch instrument, your primary pitch instrument, becomes the altimeter, because we're trying to hold our altitude throughout this turn. So we're established on the turn, we roll to the desired bank angle, and then we're going to use that turn coordinator for bank, we're going to use the altimeter for pitch. As you're rolling out, you're going to go ahead and kind of reverse this, right? We're going to use the attitude indicator as primary for everything, because we need to lower our nose by 1 or 2 degrees, and we need to roll the wings back to level. And then what becomes primary to hold us straight and level? Same old thing, straight the DG, level the altimeter. Now, let's talk about something like a constant rate and constant speed descent. So constant rate descent, maybe coming down at say 400 feet a minute, and a constant speed descent, something like 90 knots or so. When would you do this? A constant rate descent and constant speed descent? Well, anytime you're on an instrument approach should be a constant speed and a steady rate descent. So To begin this, establish a known pitch and power attitude. So attitude indicator is primary for pitch when you're establishing this. Your DG is primary for bank, and power is primary for descent rate. So set a known power setting, set a known pitch for getting your airspeed just right, and watch that DG to make sure you're keeping the wings level and you're staying on the appropriate heading to probably track something like a localizer inbound. Once the known values are set, then the VSI becomes primary for power. We're going to use the VSI to gauge how much power we want to give the airplane, because if we're sinking too much, we need to add power. If we're not coming down fast enough, we need to reduce power. And then DG remains primary for bank, and airspeed becomes primary for pitch control, because we're trying to maintain a steady airspeed, and pitch controls speed. So typically, you'll be doing this on an approach. So when you're flying level with the airplane fully configured before you start your descent, the easiest way to fly an approach and begin a stable descent is to have the airplane flying at final approach speed with the flaps out 2 miles before the final approach fix. And we'll talk more about setting up for an approach later, but getting stabilized before you get to the final approach fix, really huge here. Because if we're already at our regular speed, all we need to do at this point is just reduce a little bit of power. The pitch should automatically lower itself. The nose should want to drop when we reduce the power, but the speed should stay the same. And then by reducing power, we initiate the descent on the VSI. And guess what? We can go ahead and establish our constant rate and constant speed descent using just the throttle. Just by reducing the power, we should be able to maintain that steady speed. Now we're established on that descent, and we're using the airspeed indicator for pitch. We're using the DG to control our bank, trying to track that course inbound, and we're using the VSI to adjust how much power we need to have in or out to make the airplane come down at a nice steady rate following that glide slope on down. Now, what we want to talk about here, or what this really kind of surmises in entirety, is power and attitude. Okay, so power plus attitude equals performance. That is the equation, all right? Power plus attitude equals performance. A known power setting with a known attitude gives you an expected amount of performance. You know that if you set full power and pitch the nose 3 degrees up or 5 degrees up, you'll get certain airspeed and a certain climb rate out of your airplane that you fly. That's a wonderful thing, because if you need to climb at 500 feet a minute and 90 knots, you know, full power, 5 degrees nose up, it's going to do that. And then you can get off of that initial, those initial instruments, and just jump right into what's going to be the primary instruments once you're established, which make a lot more sense and are a lot easier to make smaller adjustments. So if you start with those known values, you're starting on the right foot, makes your whole life easier. Now, if something goes wrong, say you add full power, pitch 5 degrees nose up, and you're not going up, you're just losing a bunch of airspeed. Well, now something's wrong, and you can say, okay, my known values aren't working. Why? Well, is it because you left the flaps out on your go around? Is it because you're getting icing? So it can alert you to something going wrong, and that's why power plus attitude equals performance is such an important equation in instrument flying. Because it really will not only give you nice known values that make instrument flying a lot easier to get set up for these maneuvers, it also lets you know when something is going wrong or unexpected, and then you can adjust for that. So to wrap up the section here, basically the scenarios above, or those examples we gave you above, are what should help you start to kind of see the logic here of how we're approaching our three primary groups, which, remember, our three primary groups: power instruments, pitch instruments, and bank instruments. Now, as far as what should be primary versus supporting, just think, what is going to give me the most precise flying here? So what should I look at to give me the most precise aircraft control? Not the most precise bank angle per se, the most precise pitch or anything, the most precise of what I'm trying to achieve. If I'm trying to achieve a steady airspeed in a solid heading, well, then my DG must be a primary instrument, and my airspeed must be a primary instrument. And what are they primary instruments for? Well, obviously your airspeed doesn't have anything to do with your bank angle, and your DG doesn't have anything to do with your pitch. So clearly the DG is primary for bank, and the airspeed is primary for pitch. So what is going to give you the most precise outcome? Not the most precise attitude of the aircraft, the most precise control, but the most precise final outcome. All we care about is final outcomes. The final heading the aircraft is on, the final descent rate it is coming down at, the final altitude it's cruising at if it's level, and the actual airspeed it's traveling at, whether you're climbing, descending, or straight and level. Those are the things we really care about. Ask what you care about, and ask what's going to give you the most precise information for what you care about. That's going to be the primary instrument. And of course, establishing yourself in these maneuvers versus maintaining the maneuver uses a different instrument, because the airspeed is just not that useful to establish your pitch attitude. You're better off using the attitude indicator to establish a known value of pitch rather than trying to just guess and aim as your airspeed fluctuates up and down. If you just stare at the airspeed indicator and pull back and wait for it to get to the speed you want, you're going to be oscillating all over the place. So I know it's a lot to kind of wrap your head around, but think slow, think common sense, and these are more written test questions than anything, so you don't have to think about all the stuff while you're actually flying the airplane, so you have some brain power available when you're sitting in front of that computer screen taking that written exam. Ultimately, the one thing that will really hold true here is your eyes must constantly be moving back and forth to these different instruments, whatever is primary and supporting. And why not just focus on the primary ones to make life easy? Well, because if the primary ones fail, you would never have a clue unless you're using your supporting ones to cross-check and make sure that you're still getting good information. You got to keep those eyes moving. You got to get those eyes fit, physically fit. Those eyes got to hit the gym before you go for your flight lessons here with your CFII. So go ahead and download X-Plane or some sort of flight simulator. Buy a cheap little joystick off Amazon for $30-$40 and start practicing that instrument scan half hour a day. Just half hour every day, getting those eyes moving, and preferably fly a Cessna 172 in the sim or something more common to your flying. I know it's fun to fly the 747, but either way, as long as your eyes are moving, it always helps. It's going to be more beneficial if you're flying like a 172 or a King Air or a TBM or something a little bit smaller and slower, a little bit more common to what we fly in flight training. That is it for this section. We will see you guys in the very next section, which is going to be the control and performance method. So this was the primary versus supporting method of interpreting instruments. Next up is control and performance method.